holy and reverend is his name, February 4th. The Wonderful Father. He sent redemption unto his people, he hath commanded his covenant forever, holy and reverend is his name. We are never in any manner to treat lightly the titles or appellations of the Deity. The angels veil their faces in his presence. The cherubim and the bright and holy seraphim approach his throne with solemn reverence. How much more should we finite, sinful beings, come in a reverent manner before the Lord, our Maker? I saw that God's holy name should be used with reverence and awe. Some think it a mark of humility to pray to God in a common manner. They profane his name by needlessly and irreverently mingling with their prayers the words, God Almighty awful, sacred words, which should never pass the lips except in subdued tones and with a feeling of awe. Those who realize the greatness and majesty of God, will take his name on their lips with holy awe. He dwelleth in light unapproachable, no man can see him and live. If Christ were on earth today, surrounded by those who bear the title of Reverend or Right Reverend, would he not repeat his saying, Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. The Scripture declares of God, Holy and Reverend is his name. To what human being is such a title befitting? How little does man reveal of the wisdom and righteousness it indicates! How many of those who assume this title are misrepresenting the name and character of God! Alas, how often have worldly ambition, despotism, and the basest sins been hidden under the broidered garments of a high and holy office! The name of the Lord is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Of the Church of Christ it is written, This is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. This name is put upon every follower of Christ.